5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, joining us right now, economist Steve Moore. Steve, thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. So much to discuss with you.
Hi, Mary.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, how long before you leave us to go to the White House? Just curious.
Well, my buddy Larry, I guess Larry Kudlow starts on Monday, so that is so exciting. He's going to be a great, great economic voice for this president, for free markets and free enterprise. So I'm very happy for Larry, but for the country as well.
Absolutely, and we actually paid him, and he's going to go through the White House turning all the radios to WMAL.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, he's on commission. Everyone he turns, he gets a nickel. Let's talk about this omnibus spending bill. We had yesterday, Mick Mulvaney came out, and you know he's sitting there talking about the border wall, which opponents are saying there's not a lot of money for the border. Well, it doesn't fund the border wall. Here's what he had to say.
We asked for 28 miles of levee wall in the Rio Grande Valley. We got 25 in this package. We asked for 32 miles of pedestrian wall in Rio Grande Valley. We only got 8 there. We asked for 14 miles in San Diego, okay, and we got all 14 miles. That includes building the new type of wall that the president actually visited last year, the steel bollard fence with a concrete across the top. All 14 miles funded in this bill.
At the rate they're going for the funding, if this is all they ask for, the first question is why. But the second point here is it's going to take them estimated 13 and a half years to get the entire wall built that the president promised us would be done in his first term. What's going on?
Yeah, well, look, I think let's talk about the big picture here with the spending bill. It is an abomination. It is, tens of billions of dollars over what we should be spending. It's indefensible. Republicans are supposed to be the fiscal responsibility party. They're supposed to be the party of deficit reduction. We're adding, tens if not hundreds of billions of dollars of spending that we can't afford right now. And it's just hard, as I said, it's hard to defend that Republicans are spending like drunken sailors right now, but they are. Now on the border wall, we will see. I just don't trust the Democrats as far as I can spit that they will actually allow this funding to go through for the wall. It is something they are so adamantly opposed to because of, as you know, Mary, they're opposed to border security. So it's not a happy picture.
I think you insulted drunken sailors, by the way, Steve, given the spending on this. But I just can't understand this bill. I mean, just to give one example, Trump asked for a 10.5% decrease in the budget of the Department of Education, which is a good thing, given that education is really down the state and local level. We don't really need this federal department. And instead of decreasing it, the Republicans increased its budget by 6%. I just don't get that.
That is so true. You know, at a dinner night with a couple, actually for Larry's, party for Larry Kudlow, and came up to me and said, they're giving us so much money we can't even spend it all. And it is just unbelievable. We have a Republican House, a Republican President, a Republican Senate, and this is what we get. So, it's not a pretty picture right now.
Steve,
campaigned on, which is remember the penny and cut a penny of spending out of every agency for every dollar they spend and do it for 5 years, and you get a balanced budget. Why is that so hard?
Yeah, no. And here's the other thing, Steve. Here's Chuck Schumer yesterday, which remember, Republicans are in the majority and Democrats are in the minority.
We don't have the House. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the presidency, but we produced a darn good bill for the priorities that we have believed in.
Well, you know, that's true, isn't it, from the Democratic perspective? And by the way, the fact is that you can't pass a budget. This is just the way the congressional rules work. Even though Republicans do have a very slim majority in the Senate right now, it takes 60 votes to pass a budget. And Schumer and his crowd said, look, we're not voting for any budget unless you give us hundreds of billions of dollars more for these domestic social programs. And, you know, I wish Trump and the Republicans had fought harder, but they didn't. They caved in on this. They didn't want a government. And there you've got it.
All right. Before we move on to tariffs, will the president sign this spending bill?
I believe this bill.
Yeah, this omnibus.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, maybe you guys have some information that I don't, but it seems to me that they've been actually, you know, praising the things that they like in the bill. But, you know, I'd love to see him veto this bill and take the case of the American people, you know, that the Democrats want to spend and spend, and they're threatening a government shutdown unless we spend, you know, tens of billions of dollars we can't afford. But I don't know if the Republicans are up for that fight right now.
Oh my gosh, they are again living up to their reputation of being able to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory at every turn. Let's talk about the tariffs. We know that the president slapped tariffs. I don't know why. $60 billion in imports, Chinese imports, and China then it has responded with $3 billion. It looks like. Is it $3 billion or is it $30 billion that the Chinese have responded? It's $3 billion, correct?
Wait, so sorry, the number that I'm hearing is that there will be, and the number keeps changing, by the way.
Okay.
Originally, it's going to be $30 billion of imports that would be slapped with tariffs. And then it was 50, and then I read this morning that it might be as much as $60 billion. We import, I think the number is about $400 billion a year of goods from China every year. So that's a fairly significant, you know, tariff. Now, look, you guys have known me for a long time. I'm a free trade guy. I'm a Milton Friedman, Adam Smith, comparative advantage guy. But I think, you know, the more I think about this, the more I support the president on this. And look, the financial markets hated it yesterday. The market fell by 700 points. But the fact is, China, the question I think we all have to ask as free market people is, can you have free trade with a country that is cheating, stealing, and acting like a rogue nation like China is? And, you know, guys, I've come to the conclusion that Trump is right, that China is not an ally. They're not a friend. They're an adversary. They're not playing by the rules. And, you know, I believe in free trade, but if I have free trade with you, Hans, and you're stealing everything I've got, and you know, that's not free trade. Right?
Well, it is free, technically. Steve
exactly.
Moore.
Free to them. So I think this is what Trump did yesterday, folks, is he just punched them right in the nose. And, you know, it's about time.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too. See you guys soon.